This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, I thought this article was kind of stupid. Not the article per se, but the idea that this has to be a conversation where parents are giving their kids the wrong dose of liquid pain medication. This has been going on now for a while where parents are giving the wrong amount of medicine. I mean, what is really? Okay, in the day and age of calculators and smartphones and electronics and pedometers and virtual reality and I don't know what the heck else, we can't figure out how much medicine to give to our kids. Are you kidding me? So anyway, according to a study published a couple days ago, they say most parents are giving their kids the wrong dose of liquid medication, especially pain medication, and 1 in 5 of the observed caregivers were handing out more than twice the recommended dose. Are you kidding me? The new report funded by the National Institutes of Health found that 85% of the 2,100 participating moms and dads made at least one dosing error in 9 trials, and a frightening 68% of those were overdoses. I think I know why. Let me finish this and I'll tell you. Children are usually prescribed liquid medicines because they are easier to swallow than pills. But the research shows that the confusing array of measurements like the milliliters or teaspoons or tablespoons confuse many parents. Who's thinking clearly when their little one is sick, they said. And forget about it if you're sleep deprived, they said. So the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. FDA recommends that parents use dosing tools with standard markings like oral syringes, droppers, dosing cups that often come with the medications, rather than kitchen spoons that vary in size. They said you might also want to choose your medicinal tools more carefully. The study also found that parents were 4 times more likely to make a mistake when using a dosing cup compared to an oral syringe. With my kids, I absolutely used a syringe. Of course, it took out the needle. And I knew exactly the medicine they were giving. I mean, you know, me being a mom and a doctor mom, I was very, I was overly cautious with the first one. With the second one, I was like, here's a bottle. Just take a quick swig. I'll count while you're drinking, you know. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, okay, you're done. That was at least 3 gulps, you know, and my kid's like, what, mom, here? You know, this is what I think is going on, okay? Parents feel, and maybe appropriately so, that they know more about what their kid needs than anybody else. And I've started to do that too. You know, when I was a doctor, I'm like, okay, I'm reading the books, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Then I become a mom, and then I start to take care of my kids, and I'm like, wait a second, I think I know more than the books. And the reason why this happened was when I was in medical school, we were taught to feed the baby every 2 hours, to only do a couple ounces at a time. And so here I am with my kid, and I found that that just wasn't working. And I found that my kid was not acting like, you know, the textbooks. And then I realized that, you know, everybody's different. And you know, in medical school, yes, you're taught everybody's different. But unfortunately, it kind of takes a while for you to come to that conclusion because you are so used to following the book. And so once I was like, well, wait a second, the book is wrong with this. Once you see the book being wrong, even though it's not wrong, okay, but once you see that happen just once, you start to not believe any book. And as a parent, And I'm not saying this to make fun of them, but as a parent, you start to go, screw this, I am going to rely on my intuition. And now it's going to be my intuition. And believe it or not, mommy's and daddy's instincts sometimes are correct. They're not correct all the time, but sometimes they could be very correct. Remember we were talking about that one study where they had a bunch of mommies, and the mommies took the temperatures of the kids. And so what they did is they checked the kids' temperatures with a thermometer compared to what the mommies got. And the mommies were right on the money. Maybe they were off by like a couple, like a tenth of a point. But the mommies knew the temperature. Even when it wasn't their own kid. And so, you know, our maternal instinct, our paternal instinct is probably one of the strongest, you know, instincts out there. And the reason why we have it is because in the animal kingdom, you know, none of this other stuff existed. And we are starting to evolve where we're not trusting our instinct and we're going to the medications and et cetera. Now, we need the medications, okay? You know, and, you know, we'll talk about, you know, throughout the show, you know, how our life expectancy has increased, what we're doing for the kids is better, et cetera. But, you know, a question that a lot of us parents have, which is one of the reasons why the vaccine debate still continues and doesn't go away, is because our instincts are coming through. And you have parents say, look, Dahlia, I know vaccines help. I hear you. But why am I taking my healthy kid and injecting something into them when the going is good, let sleeping dogs lie? And so now modern medicine starts to go against parental instincts. Now, many of our parental instincts kick in going, okay, you know what, vaccines are good. Wow. You know, our kids aren't getting polio anymore. They're not dying of tetanus. They're fighting pneumonia, you know, more successfully. Let's go with these vaccines. And our instinct is changing, saying, you want to know what? I'm going to trust modern medicine. But you still have a lot of people out there going, wait a second here. I don't, you know, this is against my instincts. This is against, you know, what my heart wants to do. So here we are with medications. And their kid needs something. So they're like, very easy. I know my kid's size. I know why they pour it in. They, you know, and problem is we're having kids overdose. You know, and you guys aren't always the most astute. If you've been drinking, if you've been sleep deprived, if you're distracted because you're looking at your phone, you're losing your instinct. So you gotta trust medicine. 1-877-DOT-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Oh, this is good. This is a little baby. I go, not a little baby. I love it when kids write me, but I can't call them babies because then they won't write me. This is a high school student called Jennifer. Jennifer writes, I want to go to medical school and would like to know what it's like. She writes, I'm not smart like you. She thinks I'm smart. Okay, that's a problem right there. Okay, yeah, because I'm not really that smart either. Jennifer writes, I'm not smart like you, but I really want to be a doctor. She talks about how she's in high school and she likes biology. And okay, so she wants to go to medical school and she wants to know what it's like. Dang. Okay, yeah, you don't have to be super smart to become a doctor. And let me tell you something, okay? You know, we physicians are smart, okay? You know, but you don't have to be the nuclear physicist that on TV they pretend that we are. Okay? You know, I would suggest that if you want to become a doctor, you make sure, one, you want to help people. Because your want of helping people is going to just, you know, surpass so much of what you learn academically. And a lot of instinct is going to kick in. So, you know, if you're like, you know, something's not right, you know, I feel like that person's sad and there's something that they want to talk about and they don't, and I want to help them, that is what I would say is a requirement to want to become a healthcare provider, a nurse, doctor, dentist, etc. You really wanting to help that person because you're not going to get paid a lot of times. You know, you're not going to be, you know, happy with insurance companies and happy with a lot of the political BS that you're doing. And you still need to be able to go to work. You still need to be able to get out of bed and go, I want to help people despite the fact that I'm going to be yelled at. People are going to, you know, not take my advice. I'm not going to get paid. People are going to steal from me. You know, you have to still keep wanting to go. And you do. And if you have that desire going, I couldn't care less if I'm doing it for free, you know, or if I even have to pay my own money to help people, you're going to be absolutely fine. I would also recommend that you have a really good knowledge of plumbing. Okay, I just keep going back to plumbing. When I look at what happens with blood vessels and what happens with ureters and urethras, etc., and duct systems, you know, understand the mechanics. I didn't particularly like physics, but you really need to understand the mechanics of pipes. Because a lot of that seems to work with the body. And so, you know, if you could spend any time with a plumbing specialist, I think that would be amazing. You know, when I think of hardened arteries, I think of the way the plumbing looked and the pipes looked under my sink. You know, it looked all corroded and there was all these plaques and calcium deposits, that kind of thing. Okay, so what was medical school like? Well, first, I think back to my college days. So after I got out of high school, I went to college. And we've talked about this. And I went to college and, you know, well, she's a high school student, so I'm not going to go into all the things I did in college. We're just going to keep it to the academics, okay? So everybody keep quiet. Shh. Okay, she's Jennifer in high school. Let's, please. Okay, just keep it to the academics. So in the academics, I did a lot. Okay, all right, just the academics. And I was a biology major. And I took so many chemistry classes that I minored in chemistry. And I you know, had a full ride scholarship for academics, but I still had to support myself. And I still, and, you know, so I worked about 2-3 part-time jobs the whole time I was in college. And I loved it. And then I bought a car with no air conditioning, etc. And what I learned from college was you had to learn how to study, and you had to learn that somebody was not going to be on top of you studying. You know, when you go to college, you know, you're given coursework, and sometimes the teacher doesn't even care if you even show up to class. But you better be there at the final, and you better do well at the final, or you don't pass. And that was very different than high school, where you had to go every single day, and if you missed a day, you got a tardy, and your parents were called. You know, now it's, I don't give a damn if you show up to class or not, but I will fail you if you fail that final. And, you know, you can't really get into medical school if you fail finals. So I went to class as much as I could. I think I practically went to every single class. I studied my butt off, and I got good grades. Why? Because to get into medical school, you need good grades. You know, to get into medical school, I think I had at the time a 3.8, and coming from a 4.1 or 4.2 in high school because of the, you know, honors classes, etc., I did not like having a 3.8. I think I had like a 3.88 or something like that. But I graduated cum laude. I was also in the honors program, and I did a lot of volunteer work. I did some research in a microbiology lab under Dr. Penny Amy. And so I had a very good, resume. And then my letter of recommendation, one of my letter of recommendations came from a good friend of mine Klein, who was a Board of Regents at the time, Shelley Berkeley. Now, Shelley Berkeley later went on to become a Democratic congresswoman, and later is a CEO, later became CEO of Touro University, and I get to work under her. So, you know, having good people support you and being a part of your career, you know, was very helpful as well. So not only did I have the good grades, not only did I have the research, not only did I have the volunteer work, but I also had, you know, a good recommendation. And so, you know, that helps. And other people recommended me as well. I mean, I had tons of letters of recommendation. But, you know, so you want to already start connecting with people in the community. Because when you become a doctor, you're not just taking care of patients and just doing medicine. You're going to be a teacher. You're also going to be a community leader. And so you want to show that you really give a damn about your community. And showing that you're involved in charity work, showing that you want to help people get access to health care, and you can be as apolitical as possible. You know, Lord knows I have, you know, so many different political views, you know, on things, and I disagree with, you know, so many people that I work with, but, you know, we all have the same common goal of wanting to make sure our city and state is, you know, has, you know, good medical care. So it doesn't even matter where you politically lean. You just want to be able to put people first. And put people first. No matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you put people first, you're going to be fine. So now you're in medical school. And with medical school, now you have the classes you had in college, but boy, they're more intense. You add your biochem, you add your, you know, physiology, you add your anatomy, and being up all night, you know, dissecting on a cadaver, being alone in a room with a bunch of dead people. It toughens you up. Yeah, it really, really does. You start to lose a lot of sleep, but you start to gain a lot of friendships. So now, for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about life in medical school. Now, you started to bond. There was only like 52 people in the class, and you bonded with each other very, very well. And you worked with each other, and you pulled yourselves through. We didn't have the competition that you hear other medical schools do. And I went to University of Nevada, Reno, where I heard that other medical schools, everybody's fighting for residencies and competing, so people would, you know, mess with each other in other schools. I didn't see that with mine. And maybe it's because I wasn't a threat. I was going to go for primary care, family medicine. I was thinking about cardiovascular surgery, but I ended up going for family medicine, and I really didn't look like a threat. Even though I guess I was in competition with other people, I didn't realize it, you know, and I didn't realize that I might have gotten picked for residency above somebody else. I had no idea, and I'm sorry if I was picked above somebody else, but I guess maybe there was a little competition later on when it was time to match it for residency, but it looks like everybody was happy, everybody got to where they wanted to go, and nobody had to hurt each other, you know? But there is competition. You know, let's say you want to become a neurosurgeon, or you want to become an orthopedic surgeon, or you want to become a psychiatrist. These residencies, they have to look at thousands of applicants, and why you? So you need to make sure that you make medical school count. You want to make sure you have good grades, but if you could do some research, do that. If you could do stuff for your community, do that. If you could, again, you know, show an interest in the university you're going to, or the program you want to go to, or that city or that state. You know, if you're applying for a residency in, let's say, Los Angeles, California, I'm sure they're going to be very, very interested to know, you know, do you have a stake in California? You know, or do you have a stake in the city that, you know, that you're in? Because again, you know, they're, you know, we're spending so much time and we're teaching you so much about the community and you're bonding with the community that it would really, really make sense for you to stay. Many people do. Some people don't. It's not a prerequisite. But if you particularly like the city or state you want to go to, learn about it, you know, and let them know that that's something that you want to do. Second year was more of the, you know, physiology and more of the histology and more of the anatomy. And then by third year, even though you already started dealing with patients first and second year, by third year, you're in the hospital every month, whether it's an obstetric gynecology rotation or internal medicine rotation. You're doing call. We were doing 36-hour shifts at the time. Now you guys have it a lot easier. And you got to take care of patients. So every day was fun. Every day was exciting. It's hard work, though. Some of the hardest work I ever had to do. Then you graduate medical school. Everybody has a party. We partied a little hard, but we won't go there. You know, there was a big, huge bottle of champagne floating around the place. I don't know why we all shared it. I hope we all didn't get any communicable diseases. And then you go into residency, and now you start getting to really fine-tune your skills for what you want to do. It's exciting. Don't go away. We got more medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
viruses right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We have another Jennifer that writes, good morning, doctor. She writes, I have a question for the past 5 months. I wake up in the middle of the night with this pain under my right breast and my chest and in my back, and it usually takes about an hour for it to go away. All I could do is walk around, but the pain is intense. She writes, any clue of what this might be? Thank you. Have a good day. Jennifer, I wish you could call because I have a couple more questions. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the first thing I'm thinking about is if you're having pain under your right breast and your chest, but then it goes to your back, I'm thinking gallbladder. Now, I don't want to think gallbladder if you've already had your gallbladder taken out. So I'd kind of like to know that. I don't know if you want to email us that or if you want to call in. I know some people are kind of shy with calling in. That's okay. But that would be my first question, because if you still have your gallbladder, any pain you have from the chest on the right side that starts to go to the back, I think gallbladder. And that pain could take a while to go away. And what's very interesting about gallbladder type pain is it's very deep. So a lot of times you have no idea where it's coming from. And the fact that you're lying down could make you think it's coming from the breast when it's not. So that would be, you know, that would be probably my main suspicion until I get more information from you. Then the next thing is, okay, well, what if you didn't have pain in the back? What would that be if you had pain in the breast? Well, pain in the breast could happen from hormones. It could happen from leaning on it. It could happen from, you know, sleeping the wrong way. It could happen from inflammation. And so, you know, when it comes to breast pain, you know, we still always want to make sure that you're getting your regular mammograms. I don't know how old you are, Jennifer, but if you are above 40, I would say get a mammogram. If you're under 40, you still may qualify for a mammogram, and it may not be a bad idea for you to also get an ultrasound and see a breast specialist. But now, what about chest pain? And what about chest pain on the right? So that's also a concern. So when we look at that, again, chest pain on the right, I still am suspicious of gallbladder. But, you know, sometimes you could even have cardiac issues where the pain is on the right. You know, we always think to ourselves, okay, I have chest pain, but because it's on the right, I'm good. I don't have to worry about it. I don't like any chest pain. And I think any sort of chest pain needs to be looked at. For one thing, sometimes our hearts do not completely lean towards the left. So, you know, you could have a condition called dextrocardia where your heart is flipped, where you just, your heart sits differently from other people. I'm not saying this to worry you, but these are just some things to think about. So one is, you know, we wonder if maybe, we want to assume that your heart is leaning more toward, basically your heart's in the center of the chest, but the left ventricle is bigger, and the way it sits on the diaphragm sometimes or in the chest cavity, it leans more towards the left. And so many times when you have chest pain, it goes towards the left, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're completely in the clear. When it comes to not having a cardiac issue. So if anybody's having right-sided chest pain, I still check the chest and heart. I'm not going to mess around. So, to summarize, you wake up in the middle of the night with pain. It's under the right breast. It's in the chest. It's going to the back. The three things I would be checking for is your heart, your gallbladder, and I would be making sure that you add a mammogram or an ultrasound to make sure everything's okay from a breast standpoint, okay? And you know, I'm sorry I can't calm your fears more. It really could be, and another thing, too, is musculoskeletal. You know, I mean, maybe it's a rib. Maybe you have a rib that's out. By that is, maybe you have a rib that popped a little bit, not a dislocation, but we call it a subluxation, Jennifer, where what ends up happening is your rib seems to feel is protruding a different way. So the muscles surrounding that rib, and where do those muscles lie? They lie intercostally in between the ribs, and they lie throughout the front and the back. So this could be a spasm of the muscle surrounding the rib. If you notice, this I didn't bring up initially because we're always going to bring up the more worrisome, diagnoses first. So it's definitely something to consider after everything else is looked at. But nobody's going to ignore heart pain, chest pain, or a gallbladder to address the ribs without knowing that everything else is fine. But it could be a rib that's out. And hopefully that's all it is. Please keep us posted, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
L-I. All right, so this is interesting. Pilots on insulin can safely fly commercial planes. For years, pilots are not able to fly commercial aircraft if they are on insulin. And now a new British study says commercial airline pilots on insulin therapy who keep their diabetes in really good control can perform their job without safety concerns. So they say here in the U.S., pilots with insulin-dependent diabetes are not allowed to fly. A concern is that long flights can interrupt eating, can interrupt treatment routines, and can lead to low blood sugar levels. In two countries, the UK and Canada, people are allowed with diabetes, even if on insulin, to fly commercial aircraft, if they can show that they understand their condition and have it under excellent control, according to the study authors. These pilots are overseen by the UK Civil Aviation Authority and the Irish Aviation Authority. Interesting, the growing number of insulin-treated pilots have successfully applied for commercial pilot's license in the UK. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second here, why now? You know, we've had some issues with pilots in the past, okay? You know, we have been, knock on wood, doing pretty good. Why would we even talk about this? Why would we even mess with this? Well, rumor has it that we aren't going to have enough pilots later. A lot of the pilots, you know, that came from World War II and, you know, Vietnam and people who learned, you know, military. But you don't have as many people knowing how to fly a plane as we once did. So you have less people that will be a pool of pilots later. So they may need to, loosen up some of those tight rules. So, the United Kingdom now has the largest pool of insulin-dependent pilots, enabling them to find jobs as pilots and also fly for recreation. Pilots have to monitor their blood sugar before and during flights. Regular blood glucose testing in the cockpit ensures that any variability in blood sugar is detected and can be corrected early. If pilots are unable to test their blood sugar due to operational demands, the protocol dictates that they should consume 15 milligrams of carbohydrate as a precautionary measure to prevent low blood sugar levels and then retest in 30 minutes. A team of British researchers reviewed the effectiveness of these requirements and the safety of the program that allows people on insulin to fly commercial planes. The study, I guess, looked at 26 male pilots, a small one, on insulin therapy. The investigators checked the participants' age, type of diabetes, treatment regimen, and other health issues. The researchers also compared the pilots' pre-flight and in-flight blood sugar levels. The pilots were an average age of 41 years old. Most had type 1 diabetes. The average diabetes duration was 8 years, and the pilots had no significant change in their 3-month average blood sugar levels, their hemoglobin A1C, after they got their license. So then after examining nearly 9,000 individual blood sugar checks recorded during 4,900 flight hours, the study found virtually all were at safe levels. None of the blood sugar levels would have impaired the pilot's ability to fly, the study showed. Now, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I've taken care of diabetics for years. I've had family members who were diabetic. I've really never seen anybody pass out from being hypoglycemic. Usually your diabetics really know what the hell they're doing and really are on top of it. In fact, they almost seem healthier than a lot of other people. You'll have people go, oh, I'm a little dizzy, or oh, I'm this, oh, I'm this. You know, your diabetics are always checking themselves. They're always getting blood work. They're always being seen by the doctor. And so on one end, I could see the argument that, you know, you may actually have a healthier group of individuals who are watched more, who are looking at what they're eating. You know, I mean, I've gotten hypoglycemic before. I'm not diabetic, but, you know, my blood sugars have been normal. But every now and then, I may feel a little dizzy. So, why do I get to fly a plane? And a diabetic who's watching their blood sugars, not. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do with this. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I always, you know, thank Tom, you know, kind of routinely. And I'm like, thank GCN Network for, you know, making the show happen. Thank you, Tom, for working the dials. But, you know, do I really sincerely thank Tom like I should? You know, I mean, I make fun of him a lot. I yell at him, you know, Tom, you know, where's the club? Tom?
I totally deserve every time you yell at me.
But, you know, I really do appreciate you. Even though for the most part I am reading off a script every single day. No, I don't read off a script. But, you know, every day I'm like, all right, thank you for Tom. Thank you for Tom for working dials. Thank you for Tom for dials. I really do appreciate it. No man has ever worked my dials like you have.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
To be honest, it's my favorite show to run here, and being able to, you know, hop on and throw out my opinions is, I enjoy it.
Well, we do. We really, really appreciate it. You do
a really good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so, this is an interesting story. They say making babies without eggs may be possible. According to scientists, scientists say early experiments suggest that it may one day be possible to make babies without using eggs, and they succeeded in creating healthy baby mice by tricking sperm into believing that they were fertilizing normal eggs. I don't know if I like this at all. The findings in Nature Communications could, in the distant future, mean women can be removed from the baby-making process altogether. Okay, no, calm down. Do not start to celebrate yet, okay? The University of Bath scientists started with an unfertilized egg in their experiments. They used chemicals to trick it into becoming a pseudoembryo. These fake embryos share much in common with ordinary cells, like skin cells, and they divide and control their DNA very similarly. The researchers reasoned that if they injected sperm into mouse pseudoembryos that could produce healthy babies, then it might one day be possible to achieve a similar result in humans using cells that are not from eggs. In the mouse experiments, the odds of achieving a successful pregnancy was 1 in 4. Now, Dr. Tony Perry, one of the researchers, told the BBC News website, "This is the first time that anyone has been able to show that anything other than an egg can combine with a sperm in this way and give rise to offspring. It overturns nearly 200 years of thinking. Those baby mice were healthy, had a normal life expectancy, and had healthy pups of their own." Now, I don't like not being in the equation. Okay, personally, I think I should be the center of attention when it comes to baby making. And I don't think I like the idea of my husband going off somewhere else to make a baby. I think I should be the one involved in the baby making process. Especially since I have a whole bunch of eggs still kind of sitting around, bouncing around and, you know, jumping around and going, wee, you know, and stuff. I mean, they're just sitting there ready to go. You know, my kids, I told you, you know, my son, the younger one, he was so cute when he was younger. He goes, "Mom, you know, I must have been a good swimmer." And I go, "Well, when I taught you how to swim in the pool, you know, you wouldn't use one of your arms and you struggled a little bit." He's like, No. "I must have been a good swimmer because I beat out all the other sperm to the egg." And I go, "Well, maybe, but actually you're the egg. I don't know who the sperm was, but you're the egg. And so you sat in place good." You know? So I don't even know what to tell my kid. Because, you know, the kids, they don't understand being half egg, half sperm. So to me, it's a lot easier saying you were my egg. You were a little baby egg. You were with me here. You were until yesterday. My husband screws it all up. Yesterday, we were at dinner. We went out to dinner, kind of celebrate the National Blood Donation Week was a success because I'm kind of tired. I didn't feel like cooking after National Blood Donation Week because it was a lot, and I wanted steak. Anyway, he said that something happened in his past, and he was screaming so much as a teenager that he's surprised my boys didn't hear him screaming when he was a teenager. And I was like, "Wait a second, what are you insinuating? Are you insinuating that they were baby sperm?" First of all, the sperm only live a few days. I mean, they don't even live that long. You know, I mean, well, maybe they live longer than that in the testicle, but, you know. And I go, second, they were in my eggs. Okay, they weren't in your sperm. That's assuming you were even a part of the equation. I let you think you are. And I got so mad that he thought that he was able to talk to the kids years ago. Maybe he did, I don't know. But I thought that was a very odd thing for him to say, that he was screaming so loud as a kid that he's surprised that the kids didn't hear him. Well, of course they wouldn't, because they were in mommy's, you know, ovaries. And by the way, those eggs are there for life.
Okay? You know, I have eggs ever since I was an infant. So my kids have been with me that long. So, weird conversation, but nevertheless, not as weird as this, having babies without a woman involved. So, the goal, but here's, you know what though? I do see an application where if you are a couple where a woman is not involved in the couple, it would be nice to be able to have a baby of your own. So I do see the applications for this. The goal of the researchers was to understand the exact mechanisms. So, they say the egg completely strips the sperm's DNA of all its chemical clothing and redresses it. Whew. That's what happens when a sperm fuses with an egg. The egg, oh, I probably did that. The egg, so the sperm comes up to the egg, okay? When it fertilizes, that egg just strips that sperm down, takes its DNA, and then redresses it. And then says, I'm done with you. That stops the sperm behaving like sperm. Yeah, which is another thing, too. I always wonder that, you know, because, you know, you see the sperm, they're kind of like, yee-haw. You know, they're running around and stuff. You know, and, you know, the egg, the mama egg is probably like, okay, wait a second here, okay? I need to be in control. I need to control the situation, so you got to just stop being you. You know how a lot of us women do that to our men? We're like, you know what? Let me just take this over to, just don't do nothing. Just stand still. Because, you know, if you just be you, the whole thing's going to mess up. So I guess that's what the egg does. The egg stops the sperm from behaving like a sperm and makes it start to act like an embryo. But they don't understand how this costume change takes place. They also don't understand, you know, if the sperm talks back. You know, does the sperm talk back to the egg? Now remember, the egg is a lot bigger than the sperm. So there's a chance that the egg is scared, the sperm is scared of the egg. Which, again, makes perfect sense, you know, when we look at our practical applications of it all. So, removing the need for an egg, they say, could have a wider impact on society. They say one possibility in the distant future is that it might be possible that ordinary cells in the body could be combined with a sperm so that an embryo is formed, and then two men could have a child, with one donating an ordinary cell and the other a sperm. Or one man could have his own child using his own cells and sperm, with that child being more like a non-identical twin than a clone. Yeah, that would be one concern I have, not having a genetic variability to it. You know, I would probably rather the DNA come from two separate parties. So, two men could have a child. They say earlier this year, scientists were able to make sperm cells from stem cells, then fertilize an egg to produce healthy mice. So, I mean, this is some interesting stuff, some interesting science. I mean, I don't know where it's going to go, but it's, you know, just, you know, please have a mommy just somehow around, even if it's just directing and choreographing. I just think, you know, you do need some maternal instinct running around there somewhere. All right, so, oh, we got a little baby fishy. Oh, this is cute. A woman pays $375 to save $9 when her little baby, or to save her $9 goldfish after it was choking on a little pebble. The Courier Mail reported that after Conker, that's the fish's name, Conker, swallowed a pebble about 0.4 inches long, the rock got stuck across the side of his mouth and he began choking. His owner, Emma Marsh of Queensland, Australia, rushed into the vet. She paid $375 for doctors to sedate the fish and remove the pebble. Marsh reportedly paid about $9 for little Conker, who was 2 inches long and weighed 0.03 pounds. Conker was making excessive mouth movements trying to dislodge it. If we did nothing, it would have starved to death. It's very hard to watch a goldfish die. Veterinarians dripped anesthetic into his water until he fell asleep, tilted the fish's mouth slightly out of the water, placed forceps into his mouth to dislodge a pebble. The emergency consultation cost $65, while the anesthetic and overnight hospital stay cost $300, according to the Courier Mail. The Conker now reportedly is on the mend, and he is now conquering the whole fish tank. Yep. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We really need to love our fishies a little bit more. Little fishies. They're little fishies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.